Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hi Disha, at the Tata Social Enterprise Awards of this year, one of the companies that was nominated is called Saathi. The founder of this company, she makes sanitary napkins using banana pulp, which makes them biodegradable in nature. The reason I think the government and a lot of NGOs are discouraging the use of cloth napkins, especially in rural areas, is because their hygienic use depends on the fact that they must be properly cleaned and dried, which is difficult, especially in rural areas. So I think these kind of biodegradable sanitary napkins are also an excellent option.
Using banana pulp? That's damn funky, yeah? Thank you for that information. Number ending 316. We're talking about sustainable menstrual practices after the GST rollout sanitary napkins at 12%. Women very stressed out saying, itna mehenga kyu kar diya hai? Another set of women saying, yeah, sanitary napkin ka istamal hi mat karo. Huge environmental hazards and so much toxic going into landfills and it's not renewable either. So I have 5 kits of menstrual cups, also cloth pads and of course period panties. A little more about this in detail with the expert a couple of minutes away from 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Priyanka, I believe you're the founder of hygieneandyou.com.
Yes, that's right.
I also believe you're a convert from sanitary napkins to now menstrual cups and cloth pads.
Definitely, since 11 years, and I have converted another 1,000 of women in India.
But Priyanka, tell me the difference between sanitary napkins. It's been 11 years. You can talk with a lot of experience. Do you even remember using sanitary napkins in the experience?
Vaguely, because once or twice it's happened in the last 11 years that I was out somewhere and, you know, got my date unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Had to use a pad. But otherwise, I have forgotten all those rashes, irritations, the bad smell. It was a nightmare. And you actually feel so much more pampered if you're using a cup or a cloth pad. They are so soft. They are like a luxury, you know, and you actually wait for your period.
I have never heard anybody say, any woman say, when am I going to get my next period? It's always like, yaar, phir se ho gaya, yaar, kya hai?
If you switch to one of these products, you will also say that.
What are you saying? Okay, Priyanka, tell me about the experience. Because a lot of people are super apprehensive. Ki pata nahi yaar ye cup kaisa hai? How are we going to use it? Maintaining it is a headache. What about these cloths? Do we have to wash it? It's easier to rather dispose a sanitary napkin. Can you just, in a nutshell, explain to me the experience? Apart from, of course, soft and the fact that you're excited about your periods, which is a big sell point. How else?
Actually, if you compare everything, it's just that initial hitch. Whenever we are asked to change from anything, from one thing to the other, we think a lot. I think any change. There's no hassle at all. They are actually, all of them are very convenient.
Two reasons why we should use the cup and two reasons why we should use the cloth pad, because they're both sustainable, good alternatives to sanitary napkins, right?
Yeah. So apart from health and environmental benefits, cup is super convenient. It's time-saving, you know, because you just need to empty it whenever it gets full, and on light flow days that doesn't even get full in 8-9 hours. So every 8 hours you just have to take it out, just rinse it with normal water and wear it again. And after one or two cycles you get so used to that it doesn't take longer than changing a sanitary napkin.
With cloth pads, is the rewashing a big headache?
Again, it sounds like it. But once you do it for 2-3 days, it's just a part of your daily routine. It's just like washing your underwear.
Oh.
The only additional step you need to do is whenever you remove it, you put it under cold water, not hot water, because hot water sets stains. So just put it under cold water and rinse it nicely. Most of the blood comes out very easily.
I also believe there's this really, really interesting thing available in the market, though it's a little expensive. These are period panties.
Yes, that's the biggest pampering thing I have tried.
And I believe you just put it on and you're good to go.
Yes, that's all you need to wear and you're good to go.
But those are priced at, say, over 1,000 rupees, right?
Yeah.
Priyanka, you've been extremely kind. Hygieneandyou.com has been very kind to give out a few kits for our women to sample. Can you tell me what's in these kits?
So we have period panties, and then we have a kit of menstrual cup and cloth pads.
And can these be bought on your website as well, hygieneandyou.com?
Yes, definitely, they can be bought online.
I have never heard a woman discuss her period with so much happiness. I can hear it in your voice, almost like something to look forward to. And that is an emotion I think a lot of women will do anything to acquire, because it's a monthly routine for us.
Yes. Morning number one, bed, this shot, this shot. Morning number one, bed, this shot.
every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. The Show.